Friday's donor pledges sent a strong signal to the world that catastrophes like famine can be averted, the UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Stephen O'Brien said at the close of the Oslo Donor Conference on Friday. The money's earmarked to help people affected by the emergency in the countries that make up the Lake Chad region, like Nigeria, Niger, Chad, and Cameroon. The UN and its partners were able to raise a third of the $1.5 billion appeal to donors in just one morning, Mr. O'Brien confirmed. Speaking to reporters, he said he was thankful for the donations.
We can stop and reverse a further descent into an ever-deepening crisis with unimaginable consequences for the millions of people and an entire generation of children and youth. And so with those governments, in concert with those governments and the leadership in country and local governments, we, the international community, representing all the people behind the governments of those who donate, we, the humanitarians, the UN agencies, the ICRC, the NGOs, international and local, can bring hope.
The Islamic militant group Boko Haram that triggered the crisis is one of the deadliest in the world, warned the Nigerian foreign minister, Geoffrey Onyema. As civilians come out of the areas liberated by a West African regional force created to combat the insurgents, he said, the Nigerian government is facing new challenges to feed, house, and protect them. UN Humanitarian Chief O'Brien also launched the Nigeria Humanitarian Fund to support life-saving operations in the northeast of the country. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.